Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
The angelic.
Sit back, relax, enjoy.
The angelic.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original. The angelic poetess. The angelic.
Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light and pass the joe. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sides and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in on the vibes and I got my dough. Another buckle of more. Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector. Every man around them wants on your inspector. But you know, let them test, can I grill you with no lecture? But them for a drill, not them QL well injector. Now them a inspector, disease collector. Now for them I go like them want come wreck ya. Don't know the part where you got in your center. But you know you not let them guide it affect you. Yo, girl, just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? I mean, all the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Situation getting really live again. Tell them what be young with the players and the riders and beside of them. And them tell them tired that the liars them. Fires and connivers them when they fucking beside of them. They kind of them. Especially the money out of them. Watch you watch the girl about them. I try to make a bride of them. Denied again. Some of them I move like a vitamin. Tell them said they not home wide again. Yo, just give me the lights and pass the joke. No. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I'm in a device and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking high, but I got to know. Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector. Everyone around wants on your inspector. But you know, let them test it, I grill you with no lecture. For them power chill, not them you will injector. And them a inspector, disease collector. Now for them a go on like them walk come wreck ya. Don't know the path where you got in your center. But you know you know, make them guy they come and pick ya. Yo. Just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I got the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Situation getting really live again. Yeah, them Oh, yo, well, just give me the lights and pass the Joe. What's another buckle more? Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Yo, we go to the end. Just give me the lights and pass the Joe. What's another buckle more? Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know.
Look at the clock. It's time for Poetry After Dark with Dave Poetess and China Blue. And you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. The Poetess and China spread nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to, you know the digits to call. Whether you want a street, hardcore, erotic, or even conscious, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark on poetry night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic. Tuesday and Friday night, you know what to do. Tell the Poetess and China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
Original Poetry After Dark. Welcome, everyone. Happy Friday to y'all. This is an episode where we're going to have the Mighty the Poet and the collaboration of other poets on the CD for When Poets Unite Volume 1. Much anticipated. Shout out to everyone in the chat room and on the phone lines already. I want to give the poets a little bit more time to get online and also for Romani to get online as well. Bear with us, we'll be getting the show started soon.
Yep.
On the Good Night Poetry. So, hey, what's up, Keith? Welcome.
What it do, boss lady? What it do?
Chilling. You know me.
Yeah, I know you. I do know you. Hey, boss lady. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to all of our listeners. Shout out to the chat room, everybody on the line, live and on time. We appreciate you showing up. Oh, Lord, Bumani the Poets, When Poets Unite, Volume 1. Tonight we are featuring She's Clearly Defined, Messenger Poet, and a Poetic, the Writer's Poet, Songborn Garten. I am God Fit, Nikki Comfort, of course, the Boss Lady. I do not know how to say his whole name, but Tunde. And our very own Erica CTV, who's in the chat room right now. How you doing, Erica? Thanks for being on time. We like her. We like her.
Indeed. But again, we are going to get the poet some more time. Of course, Romani the Poet should be on the line shortly. So I'm going to freak the lines real quick, and we're going to be right back. Enjoy the music.
Looking for your book up on the right man. Oh, loving it, hunting for your book up on the right man. We've all loving it, looking for your book up on the right man. Oh, loving it, hunting for your book up on the right man. A woman take a chance to coming from England to satisfy her soul and also she wants a man. Oops, it's a moron, she bucked up fast. I could make you explode just like a bomb. Every hour, every minute, man. Every second, they call me Mr. Lover, man. They call me Mr. Lover. I'm coming from England. for me to come straight to you. Them call me Mr. Lover, man, they call me Mr. Lover. Mr. Lover, man, they call me Mr. Lover. I go and tell you when they call me Mr. Lover, man. If you me love the girls, them depending on Carol is the bill and so on and the man, they call me Mr. Lover, man, they call me Mr. Lover.
Welcome everyone. That's because it's starting to pull in there. Y'all on that CP time, but it's cool, it's cool. You're forgiven. We're gonna go ahead and get this mic started. Still waiting for Vermont to get on the line so we can kick this off. If you are featured on the CD when Poetry Night, go ahead and press one so at least know that's you and we can pull you in when we get this feature started. But until then, we're gonna rock this mic. How about that, Chief?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm all for that.
Words. So we have 413 up in the building. On time. What's up, baby?
I'm chilling. How y'all feeling today?
I'm good.
Yeah, you know how it is. But hey, well, congratulations, D. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I love you, what you're doing out here. And True Blue, you know what's up. And I'm just saying, I want to do something a little little song. It's called Seasons of Love, Open View. And this piece is about, you know, people like you two. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
what's up. Yeah, so I'm dedicating this one because it's about seasons of love. And just listen closely to the words because, you know, you may find yourself in it. But I'm going to get into it. You haven't lost the vision when others do. Just make sure you never close your eyes. Because perception is only bound by its beholder. Branches lose leaves while fruits decompose on the ground. Will this make your tree less valuable if its roots are not still intact? So don't lose faith in your dreams. Every year we have a season to harvest. So when one mind stays in the winter and afraid to enter because they don't see hope in clear view, when you sight its full bloom to reap its benefits from your upcoming season of love, season and prepare for all greatness, trading doubts for parallel into perpendicular because you cross the threshold of real purpose to enjoy your life. Mediocrity and strife complaining about what's not right. While others you allow to obstruct your motives and objectives, forgetting about our seasons that change, and yet people also do too. A time for love and also for pain. A moment for cleaning what all had once been purified would be stained. Important to remember it's only for a season. that your visions are for less to your reason. So don't allow others to perform treason. And that's M. Palm. So congratulations, you know what I'm saying? And much love, and you know what I'm saying? I know the struggle, what you two have been going through. So God bless you. I dedicate that to you, you two.
Aww.
Yeah, but
that's
done. You know how it is. And you know, and True Blue, I want to say it on air that hands down, yeah, definitely you're the best graphic artist ever.
Yeah,
yeah, I want to say congratulations to that. You know what I'm saying? And
thank you. Don't call me blushing. We only like 16 minutes into the show. Give me some time. Let me find my focus jacket. And then you can have me, you know, bless them, so. But I love you, Soulja Boy.
I love you too. And I love, let me know when that disc coming up, because you know I want to do something. I want to write a special piece for you, for real.
That's on March 30th. Be here on time. It's at a special time at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, March 30th. We're going to be doing that Boss Lady birthday / party release for her CD. The Angelic Poetess, Diamonds and Pearls, Poetic Jewels, and Anthology of a Poetess. I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah. Write that piece so I can pull you in and you can do that. Because you know it's going to be her birthday too, so make it real special and whatnot.
You know I'm going to do it. You know, and you know, post on my wall, let people know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's a big album, you know what I'm saying? So we got to let people know. I got to let my people know, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Tell your friends. We can do it. Just tell them to come home. It don't even matter. Make sure y'all check out that fan page, Angelic Poetess, right there on Facebook. Like the page. See what's going on, Dion. If you want to know what's happening, that's where you find out. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know you got to keep me in the tag. You got to keep me posted. You know what I'm saying?
No, no. Well, we appreciate you. You know what? You can be found out.
Okay. Dion Ballard, Facebook. My poetry is the single. You know, Google it, find out what's up, what it's all about.
My poetry. It's
a poetry. Movement. It's a movement. But yeah, and I want to say one last thing. D, you look great in those pictures. I just want to say that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah, that'll say that.
Saying? To assist. You know what I'm saying? You know, much respect. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you look great in those pictures.
So the way how talkative and he never talked to us this long. He just talking. He must have some Moscato too.
No, you know what? I'm excited about that album because I know it's gonna be fire. I heard little clips of it, you know what I'm saying, on that
on the YouTube.
A compilation. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Oh, she's doing it like that.
Nice too. Shout out to whoever put that YouTube together for us. The show tonight. That is hot. It was a perfect idea. I loved it. The little clips of each person's piece, it was enjoyable.
Definitely.
I wish it was me. I would love to take credit for that, but no.
Yeah, let me get these poems. These poems run me up out of here. You know how your fan base is. You'd be like, oh, who's this? Soldier taking up the time?
Nah. All the time. They cursing us out now, baby.
Hey, I'm family, so chill out. But they already know how the soldier do on this show. It's my time to really act. All right.
Well, stay tuned, because it's going to be a good night. You will be playing the tracks off the CD, so tune in. You'll definitely hear me, and I'm also as a poet. It's going to be a good night. We appreciate you calling in, Dion.
You know that. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
Again, if you are on the line and you are part of the When the Poets Unite Volume 1 CD, go ahead and press 1 so you can get in queue. I believe we have Lamani on the line, 856.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Lamani, the man is in the building. What's up? We need some sirens.
What's up, China? What's up, What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing?
Good.
It's Friday, baby. It's all about you.
No, it's about y'all. It's about the poets. It's about poetry. It's not even about me at all.
I was hoping you would say that. I was really hoping you would go with that and you would just jump right on it, and you did. I love you. Yes.
Yeah, but,
tell us more.
It was the CD was something different, you know what I mean? That's taking people's voices and then building the track under it, or the different sounds that I'm hearing in my head from their voices, and you know, doing the collaboration. But it really pushed me, and you know, and it makes me think outside of the box. And you hear all different type sounds on the CD, from jazz to rock and roll, hip hop, new age, funk, futuristic. It's like a lot. It's opera on it. It's everything. All type phases
That's
of
nice.
Music.
I'm excited. So where did you get this idea from? Where did it start? Where did it all come from?
Always like doing collaborations, and like I used to travel a lot, and I really miss that, going to different places and doing stuff with poets. So I was like, poetry need to get mainstream, and you know, we is always the starving art for the poets, like far as getting compensation for our art. So I figured the best way to do it is do collaborations with all the different poets throughout the world. And then you do that, and everybody get the CD with everybody on it. Then they fans get to meet them. They get to meet cross, you know, it's just cross promotion all the way around the board.
Indeed. Wow. I had the promo that was set up. A lot of good feedback that came off the CD. And I would like to get the chance to actually meet some of these poets. If y'all are listening, go ahead and call in 347-826-9842. So you can definitely introduce your track and tell us where you were coming from. I do know Erica Speak Easy is in there, so you can call in, press one, tell us about.
Oh, yeah, she go hard.
Yeah, she multitasking right now, so she going to call me in shortly. She multitasking right now, so yes, she do it all.
Yeah. That Revolution, that's one of my favorites. Like, I really like that. And I spit, because she just nasty. She nasty.
Uh-oh.
I like for real.
You mean
for
good
real.
Nasty.
That, that's
yeah,
slow.
You mean good nasty.
Yeah, like
you know,
that flow is
other people.
Right, her flow is nasty. Like, most female poets, and I hate to say it, because I love poets regardless of their styles or not, but a lot of female poets usually be, a lot of their stuff is, you know, erotic and love, you know, different places. But like that, you, China, and Erica, like y'all was going ham. Like, I'll be loving that, because y'all bring that different side to it, where, you know, everybody think poets anyway is like, far out, I reach out to the sky. No, they think everybody's like that.
That's exactly. Anytime somebody mimics poetry to me, they always, and they stutter. They be like, I. We don't all do that.
Yeah, it's like crazy. So when I hear y'all styles, like with that aggressive nature and just like really giving it up, it, you know, intrigues me.
You know,
like
I'm really
that.
Like the poet that you're talking about. I don't really do erotic and nasty stuff, but I'm a lover. I write about love. Gap, she turns me into that. She makes me act like that. My pen don't act like that. She's a bully. So what made Marnie ask the poet? Oh, she got a question.
Huh?
Yeah, I got a question. On the CD, your contributions that you made, talk about, well, in one in particular, Behind Enemy Lines. Talk about that.
Oh, that's my gift back to the black to black men. Like, cause I used to be so like caught up on, you know, being a nigger, that like when I really became conscious of what it is, like I just had to tell a story from, you know what I mean, from being a black male, a black soul. This is what I believe a black soul is saying. For us to wake up. So I just put it like that. And then at the same time, we like behind enemy lines over here at the same time. So I just ran the two together. That's what was in
All
my
right,
head when I came up with it.
Okay. So I'm curious. I'm sure y'all are curious. We're going to go ahead and start playing some tracks of the poets. I really don't want to play anyone's tracks just yet that's not here. So, yeah, let me know if you hear. Press one so we can get you on air. But Songbird, her track, You Don't Know Me, that one right there, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
She's crazy. Her whole style is like, she reminds me of Sonny Patterson and Georgia Me. Like, her whole style is like, she off the chain with it.
She won't bring you in. Indefinitely.
Yeah, thanks for the love, Songbird. You killed it.
You with us now, Songbird?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, yes, I know I'm crazy, but do you have to put me on blast?
We're fine.
No, I just appreciate the opportunity. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, no, I couldn't did it without you.
I mean, it's just listening to the different styles and everybody bringing their thing. It's just phenomenal. It's just, you know, I am so humbled and so honored to be a part of it and looking forward to the next one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
She's on volume one. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I got two set up already.
About the track. Tell us a little bit about it, Songbird. Yeah.
Oh, the piece, You Don't Know Me. Well, it just, I guess it was part of a history, a part of revealing myself, a part of people coming at you and they don't really see you. They have this preconceived idea of who you are, but they don't really know you. They don't see you, you know, until you allow them to see you and to know you. So that's kind of what that piece came out of.
I can relate to that. So introduce your track. Boss Lady, you ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. This is Songbird, and You Don't Know Me. We'll be right back.
Let's walk to the sea. Take my hand and kiss me. This is where I want to be. Here with you so close to me. Let's walk to the sea. Take my hand and kiss me. This is where I want to be. Here with you so close to me.
I am the daughter of Zion. D-I-V-A. For I am divinely inspired, victoriously anointed. You can cut me with your eyes, malign, scandalize, and criticize my name. But you cannot move, shake, or touch me with your dodo, doopity-doo words or childish petty games. I'm a woman of substance, with the sweet, delectable taste of honey flowing from my lips. I possess the power of life and breath in my tongue. I choose to speak life in the power of Jesus' blood. I am uniquely designed and created for a purpose only I can fulfill. I possess fire in my pen, thunder in my footsteps, and lightning in my kiss. I am from a line of royalty. I was given birth through the bloodline of kings and queens, from a nation of people that came from the loins and womb of Adam and Eve. You can take me apart in pieces. Go ahead, take another arm, another hand. You can kill my body, but you cannot kill my soul. With my mind, I can build or destroy. With my giving and nurturing nature, I can send forth the power of love to a brand new generation. The mounds upon my chest have nourished leaders and potentates with the flow of milk from my blood. From the gold mine between my thighs, mighty warriors have forged an uprise. With my eyes, I can bore into your soul. With my voice, I can soothe will make you feel whole. I command respect in the boardroom and your loving desire and attention at home. You don't know me, but you will recognize this precious child of the King.
This is where I want to be.
I thought, wow, that is so funky and, you know, and it's so indie. I'm like, hey.
Indeed.
He made it happen.
Yeah, he did. He did. Well, man, he produced every track on the CD?
Yes.
Long Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's all I do is sit in the studio, make tracks.
Our brother has skills.
Yes, he does. All right. If you don't have, if you have anything that you want to add to, the track
no,
to
display,
or shout yourself out and tell the people how they can find you, you can do that.
Yeah, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, you can find me right now. You can find me on Facebook as Kelly Songbird Garden. I'm on Twitter, Songbird G, YouTube, SoundCloud. I'm all over the place.
Indeed. Please check her out. Okay. So, we have...
Oh, that's my TV going coming back through there. That's the
all right. That's hilarious. Thanks.
My bad.
It's all good. I'm still looking for this track here. Let me see. Okay, here we go. We have two tracks, actually, that you have on here. China, did you? I can't find it, but you see it? Behind Enemy Lines? Because I'm going to go into that track.
Yes. Okay, Bumani, introduce your track, and let's do that.
This is Behind Enemy Lines, Bumani the Poet.
Was who I am, I exist in the traces of his hand. I was a gift of God long before I became a black man. I'm the essence of a God from which the flower leaves grows. I'm a child of Moses with the passion of love for Christ. For I am the vision of living Muhammad's message. For today I am the echoes of time lost and never found. I'm the tears burning in Birmingham. I'm the innocent pain from a land and child murderer. The ghost of Africa's lost and stolen children. The rage and sorrow cast for Texas. I'm the scarred blacks of black slaves. I'm the voice of Malcolm X with the power of Dr. King. I got the mind of Frederick Douglass, so listen to this message that I bring. I'm the first foot that ever stepped on the moon. I'm the saint of another ended story. I'm the power of the million man march. I'm the glory of creation's breath. I'm the presider of creation's death. For I am the soul of a black man. Before I was born, my soul cried to God. God said, you got the soul of Egyptian king. Down on the song that black children sing, we shall overcome. My mind is black love. I'm the essence of our Victorian pride. Grassroots had them trying to label me a nigga with white keys and pimp boots. But I'm an educated brother with Wall Street suits. And my family's a family of kings and queens. But genocide from African pride have us now labeled as dope fiends and slut kings. And I'm living this nightmare, I swear, my daydreams. It's a murderous scene of Malcolm X laying next to Dr. King. But I tell you now, I'm not scared, cause I still got a dream. Even though I'm a black man behind enemy lines.
Listen for chapter 3, Some Poets Unite, Volume 1, 2519, The Poet. That right there was Somani, The Poet, Behind Enemy Lines, Funky for Real. Okay? Now, this CD, again, is all types, like you said in the beginning, it's all types of poets, all types of music. Very interesting. Definitely go out there and cop that. Somani, you can tell the people how they can get that CD.
Mm-hmm. Starting tomorrow, you can get it from DatPiff, or you can get it from SoundCloud. It'll be posted on my site. It'll be posted on Facebook. It's going to be on Twitter.
Okay. I can definitely grab that. That's what's up. What do you think about that, Shai? You feeling that?
Yes. Yes, I am. Can you guys hear me? I don't know. I'm having a technical issue here always. Good job. Okay. Yes, that was dope. Definitely your production skills. And just to give him credit, he is fire. If you guys do not know about Kumani, get with him. He has an excellent, excellent talent. He can listen to your sound, marry to that piece, and produce a baby. That's what happens.
Uh-huh. Indeed. Okay, again, if you're listening and you are a part of One Poets Unite Volume 1, call in 347-826-9842. Press 1 so you can get in queue. We can pull you in.
A China and a Dap. We got Nikki Comfort here right now.
That's what's up.
Okay, let's speak to Nikki.
How you doing?
Hey,
Nikki. Hello, Nikki. Nice to meet you.
You as well. I've listened in on to the show with Bumani a couple of times, so I really appreciate what you guys are doing with the poetry. A lot of nice styles out there, so I want to give props. I don't know all the names, but I like to definitely give props. Participated with some other projects with Bumani, and it was just a pleasure to give love, spread love with them.
So how did you and Bumani connect?
We met, I'm going to say, close to 10 years ago and at an open mic. It was at an open mic, and I peeped this style, and I was like, yo, I got to go talk to this dude. And I had did a poem that night, and he was thinking the same thing. So we clicked there and started working on different projects with I write songs and books as well. So it was just, you know, it was a group of us that just clicked like an old coffee house with the snaps and all that, so... It was a real nice marriage made there.
Indeed. Okay. Well, let's talk about this track, Between You and Me. You can say that a little bit.
That's an erotic track.
Uh-oh.
ain't nothing
wrong with that now.
It's an erotic track that I wrote a couple of years ago, and it was sitting in a book somewhere. So when I was going through things that to participate, he said he wanted some erotic and different other topics. So I guess that's what made the cut for this round. So I'm not mad at that at all. It's nice. I can tell you that. Close your eyes and listen to it. You should close your eyes and listen to it.
Oh. All right, people, that's
all right. Wait. Let me get my smoker's jacket. She told me to close my eyes. Y'all already know. Hold on.
So we're going to go ahead and play Nikki Comfort style Between You and Me.
Appreciate the love.
Just
stop in my mind to do like bathe you in milk just to lick it all off, or dip you in chocolate just to roll around in bed with you. You know, create a seductive mess of me and you. How about you let me tie you up with those red candy laces and hold you down right where I want you? You got me dying to taste you, swallow you, kiss you, lick you, juggle you and yours. Play with your body, each part my personal toy. See, I like to hear you moan and see you squirm. So leave the lights on when we're naked and alone. Unplug the phone. Smack my ass and pull my hair as you call me Sheila. The Cambodian temptress as you flip me and toss me. That good girl your friends see, well, I put that bitch off for the night. So stand up and close your eyes. I can't quite look at like I like. Never doubt that you please me, entice me, and tease me. Love me, fuck me, and when we're done, squeeze me in your arms. Cause I knocked your ass off.
I just fell asleep first.
Nikki Khan for y'all. You tuned into the Rhythm Porch After Dark on the Poets Unite Volume 1, produced by Samari the Poet, a collaboration with poetry. Indeed. Let me open that line back up. Wow. Nikki, you still with us?
I'm here.
Oh, wow.
So how do you feel about that? Everybody just heard the piece, your track. How you feeling?
I feel all right. I mean, I like it. And he seems to have a knack for being able to just take the words and find the right music to go
that's
with it.
That's a talent.
So
that really is
his talent. Because
that was the first thing.
I had a project, and he was like, just give me the words. Just do it. Because I couldn't find the music. I said, I can't find it. And he, like,
so
paired everything.
Yeah, that's nice. Some of y'all in your business. Who are you thinking about constantly?
Sometimes it's about me. Like, I'll go to the park. I'll go to the park or ride on the subway or ride on the bus and put my headphones on for whatever track I'm working on, and I'll just make up a whole scenario for the people that I see, and I'll write about whatever these scenarios are that I make up for these people. Because I don't know what they're saying, because I didn't block them out. I just see the actions.
Indeed, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah.
That's the motivation.
You know how you get some of that good loving and you be mad in your business, walking down the street, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's
just
a
bad you add a little something personal to every piece, I think, because you're giving yourself anyway. But a lot of times I find that I just seem to write about other people and other situations that I see or I hear or I'm exposed to or what have you.
Interesting. I like that. All right, Nikki. Well, it was nice meeting you. Thank you for
joining
us.
You as well, lady.
You
keep doing what you're doing. Thank you again. Get Bumani. He's on all kinds of computers. Hold on.
That's what a working man in the studio does. We on his time. It's Friday night.
Hey, he's saying the laugh, yeah, so. We still got her link, so find out how we can find her.
Hey, what's up, girls?
Welcome back. So how was it working with Queen Nikki?
Oh, that's headache, but it's cool.
BC was honest. He didn't just bust out. It was phenomenal. He was honest. I'm so tired of phenomenal.
All right. So I want to know, how did you choose? How did you go about saying this is who's going to be on Volume 1?
You know what it was? Nobody, that was the only people that submitted for it. I guess they thought it was a joke or... Ain't nobody going to do that for poets. Don't nobody, you know, do nothing for free. So I guess they see now.
see what happens when you guys slip and y'all ain't paying attention. Don't sleep on it. When people say, hey, we're looking for such and such, you know what happens is people worry. They worry so much. Well, what if I put my stuff on there and, you know.
Yeah,
they're not trying
that.
To see the unified issue. They just want to be like, well, I want my money.
Yeah, I mean, the tracks is free for them. I mean, it's a free download. The links, everything going to be up to get the whole album. They can press it up and sell it, do what they want. If they need the performance track so they can do their piece to it, all they got to do is email me, ask for it. I send it to them. I mean, I love Poach. I do this for the love. I don't do it for nothing, for the grind.
And he's told us that a couple of times, y'all, that he does this because he loves doing it. And that's what's up. So far, I know now you're going to have a whole bunch of people in your inbox now. So, can I be on that volume too? Already now.
Yeah, they welcome. They welcome to it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Lamarni, do you happen to have Nikki's link? Shout her out. Find out who can get up with her.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
She said, hold on.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
So how can we find you?
I'm on Facebook. Is it Nikki Comfort or Fat Girls Comfy on Facebook? Nikia, N-I-K-I-A, Comfort, like Southern Comfort. Twitter, at Fat Girls Comfy, FatGirlsComfie. And Fat Girls Comfy at Yahoo is my email as well.
That's hilarious. Fat Girls Comfy. Yeah. You ain't lying. That was up. we appreciate you once again. Can you return the mic to Bawani, please?
I sure will. And I hope you ladies like the other piece. Did the other piece make it? Oh, yeah. I hope you like the other rock
piece.
Yeah,
we have it. We have it. Well, the next person we are going to introduce is Erica Speakeasy. I'm going to go put her on the bio 251.
Multitasker.
Miss Erica, you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Hello.
What's up, Speakeasy?
Hey. Showing love all the way from Alabama.
Thanks. You definitely show love.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I was so excited because I always wanted to see something like this and for you to actually do it. So, yeah, I was all for it.
Okay,
someone has their computer, their PC up. You have to turn that down because we're gonna rehear everything you guys are saying right now.
Feedback.
Thank you. Okay. So, Erica, are you on the CD once or twice? Because I know that some of the poets have two tracks on them.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she got two.
I got two.
Two
okay.
She got Revolution and I Spit.
Okay.
Yeah, she killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about the I Spit one.
Go ahead. I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, I said, I was talking to Erica, my bad. Let's talk about the I Spit track you did.
Okay, I wrote Why I Spit just to let people know why I do what I do and the love that I have for writing and poetry. And it's kind of become an anthem and open mic for all the poets. They love to hear it because it inspires them to keep writing. So as we say, write on.
I like that.
Now, is this one of the poets that we were speaking of, Imani, that just take control and just go ham on the mic?
Yeah, I like her Revolution piece and this piece here.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you, sis.
I love this. So we're going to play her track, I Spit. Erica Speak Easy. Let's see where she's coming from. When Poetry Night, Volume 1, y'all, we'll be right back.
destiny. I spit so the world can see the best part of me. Never for show, rarely do it for show. The word on the streets is, shit, I'm the next to blow. I spit because it's my one true love. Call me an addict because writing is my drug. And the only cure for something like this is death. If I didn't spit, it would be like taking my last breath. I spit because my voice needs to be heard. I spit because my oxygen is words. I spit because my words are the cure, you see, for all of the diseases that plague our community. I spit in the hope of sparking unity in my community. I spit so my seeds can live through my legacy. I spit so my essence can live for eternity. Your mama, sister, brother, and your daddy. I spit for the masses. Each one was the way our ancestors spit. I spit it like them in my quest to get it. I spit this gift so easy. You see, that's where I got my name. That's why they call me Speak Easy. Coming at you live, always known to keep it greasy. I spit it like this because you see the game needs me. I spit the truth for youth that ain't up on game yet. I spit so my thoughts you'll never forget. I spit for the generations that done already passed, who died and spit their last breath to have me in an equal class. I spit for those who don't have a voice of their own. I spit because I'm anointed. Watch me take my place on the throne. Queen bee, the fucking Dundada. I spit big up for my dreads and my rosters. I spit it with an accent for the prim and the proper. I spit it like a bullet, my words can stop you. I spit the truth because I've been blessed. I spit because my words twin is success. Never stress, living in this world where the only thing certain is death. Yes, I keep pushing and striving. I spit it because it's my path to survival. I spit the real for the souls that's in need of a revival. Me being here tonight is testimony to my survival. And this is why I spit.
After Dark on Poetry Night, Volume 1. But Maya, the poet, has put together phenomenal work here. That beat, the piece, conscious testimonial. Wow. Okay, Miss Erica.
And she's quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. So tell me, how was it working with Mr. Bumani?
It was cool. It was cool working with him. He's real laid back. He said trust him and just send him the vocals, and I've never done that before. Normally we start with a track and then, you know, later on the vocals, but he said send him the vocals only, and he pulled it off. So I'm really impressed and just humbled and blessed to work with such a spirit as him.
Indeed. Oh, man. Trying to make me cry, trying to make me tear up.
It's all right. This is Cloud on Original Poetry After Dark. We won't talk about you unless we go on archives. It's okay. Well, we appreciate you sharing your time and your spirit with us, Miss Erica. Please come again.
All right, I will do. And I want to friend some of you up on Facebook. I'm Erica Speakeasy on Facebook and the same on Twitter. So send me your links or just post them in the chat room. I'll definitely follow y'all. Follow me back. Tweet me. I'll tweet you back.
Indeed. Make sure y'all tweeting the show if you're out there. Speaking of Twitter, if you're out there tweeting, make sure you're tweeting the show. Letting people know where you're at on the Original Poetry After Dark.
All right.
We'll use that hashtag.
Poetic J will kill me if I don't.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to use that tag. That's the number sign, people, if you don't know. The Poetry Movement, one word. Make sure y'all use that. Yes, Poetic J will get you if you don't. And we are the official home of the Poetry Movement right here on the Original Poetry After Dark, so y'all make sure y'all rep that, please. Appreciate you, Miss Erica. Support that movement. We out here.
Indeed. Oh, man, we still got upcoming Tunday. Of course, me, being a poetess, anyone else that is a part of the When Poets Unite Volume 1, please call in. Rep your track. You know, this is about you. This is about us. So you definitely want to be here to support at least yourself. You know what I mean? 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. Go ahead and press 1, and we will get you on the mic. We're going to take a short break. Cool with you? Please, exactly. And when we come back, we're going to bring in Sunday.
I hope we're saying it right.
I think I got it right. He said it to me, so I heard him. I had him in the back room on the couch. So he told me to say, we'll be right back, y'all.
No, 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 no. Kill them with you now. No, 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 no. Kill them with you, kill them with you, kill them with the head die. Kill them with you no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die. Kill them with you no. No boy ain't got no secret for your wow wow. Head die. Kill them with you no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die. Kill them with you no. Tell them to be a gangster so. Me why you skin your teeth and make me see. If you're sure from your bones but you never tweet. You wanna freak, one man you keep. And him never yet complain, say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. Wanna one man assembly, a cho-cho. Knit up your bro, make a guy know. Say him be moving blow, oh. I sing again, head die. Kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die. With you know, make a boy know you wanna pop it so wow. Head die, kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die, kill them with you know. Tell them be a god said so. Me wanna hear you scream if your mouth clean. No man never rub your hint in no ice cream. You no smell green like Charlene. You will appreciate have a healthy hygiene. Some assuming while you keep blooming like a pretty little lily in the morning. You're not crawling, fresh as them darling. When you're rising, them keep falling. So sing again, head die. Kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die. Kill them with you know. No boy can't take a your paper piece of wabo. Head die. Kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die. Kill them with you know. Them not a secret for you. I sing again, head die. Kill them with you know. Make a boy know you're not blow. It's die, kill him with you know. No boy can't take a you pip a piece of wow. It's die, kill him with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. It's die, kill him with you know. Tell them be a gossip so. Me while you scream, rock out, wind up your body. And in the air car you wanna ray ray. One tip alone can duck from the face. And a boy mic you know DJ. I sing again, it's die. Make a punk know you're not blow. It's die, kill them with you know. No boy can't take a your paper piece of wow. It's die, kill them with you know. Just make a punk know you're not blow. It's die, kill them with you know. Tell them be a god say so. Me want you skin your teeth and make me see. If you're sure from your bones say you never do it. You wanna freak a one man you keep. And him never yet complain say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. When a one man assembly, you so show. Knit up your eyebrow, make a boy know. Say if he moving blow, whoa, whoa, whoa. Head die, kill him with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die, kill him with you know. Make a boy know you wanna pop it so, whoa, whoa. Head die.
Original Poetry After Dark on Poets Unite Volume 1. The Mind of the Poet. Produced. Excellent. Love it. Okay, I still play your computers. Okay.
Well, you know I know the rules. I've been doing this for a little while.
Yes, cut the computer off and listen to the song.
Much love to everybody in the chat room, everybody on the line.
Yes.
We appreciate y'all for joining us.
Indeed, we do. Okay, so next up, we're going to bring in Tunde. 770, you on the air?
Greetings, greetings.
We got you back on. Greetings.
What's going on, Tony?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, bro?
Hanging in there, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to work with you, man. The chemistry is bananas.
Hey, man, I told you first time when you sent that piece to me, I was like, yo, man, we definitely got to do business.
Yeah, and I'm glad we did that, because I really like what you've done.
Yeah, I still got another your other piece, too.
Okay. And whenever, you know, whenever you get time, you know, you got my email, just hit me up.
Yes, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, so tell us about the experience with Tunde Asamani.
Say that again.
Tell us about the experience you had with working with his track. Let's see what I have here. We have The Power.
Yeah, that's like, that joint there is crazy. It just taking, it's almost like an old school hip hop like track, but with like a Lil Jon and DJ Khaled twist to it. Like, it's just deep. he go in.
Word. Okay. And Sunday, how you feel about that track? Give us some insight of where you were coming from with We Have the Power.
Well, I like the track. It's, you know, it's one of those social revolutionary type of pieces. My whole concept was to have a message for the younger generation, the younger pulses coming up in the game, to let them know that they don't have to limit themselves, that, you know, they should embrace the art for what it's worth and just be free with it and take it to the limits. Think outside the box, be creative, be artistic, bring a message, you know, and all my pieces, I like to bring a message that's like conscious provoking, you know, to get people to think about what's going on around them. And that's where I was coming from. I wanted the younger generation and anybody else that's in the game to know that we have the power, because we're the voices. We're the voices for the voiceless. You know, we the prophets. We the ones. We the messengers. We the griots. So I think it's part of our responsibility to bring something that would encourage or enlighten or bring some light in the darkness to liberate someone's mind. To see things that they may not normally see on a day-to-day basis. So it's one of those pieces, again, that's encouraging people to realize the power that we possess as spokesmen, as poets, as voice for the voiceless, and to let our voice be heard.
Mm-hmm. The pen is definitely mightier than the sword, and with that being said, I'm ready to listen to this track and see where you're coming from and get it in. I hope you are, too. Let's get it. When poets unite, we have the power Sunday, y'all.
As you discharge negative energy consciously and set your intentions according to what your heart tells you, you move towards becoming a being of light, fully whole and empowered and inwardly secure, and you draw to yourself the universe's greatest gift, human beings with open hearts. We have the power to heal, as we did in ancient times with ancient dreams, to make the world more than what it seems, behind the scene, on the scene, cutting down the illusions like a guillotine, addicted to the cause like crack fiends, riding on the thickest of time of red, black, and green, with spirits of steel, reconstructing the structures of our minds to be anointed and to be healed, cause we are healers. We go to school without books and still pass with an A. Hey, we are some bad mothers, dressed in daishikis, kufis, kai shells, and elekes, armed with a purpose, a door with a plight, persistent and determined to be the light at the end of the tunnel where there is none, shooting words from our mouth like guns, posing a threat to national security, doing what we do with our poetry, and being true to our responsibilities, acting out the prophecies, creating new legacies, beaming in the night like fireflies, raising earth dust with primitive foot stomping, dashing through unknown spaces, growing, evolving to a single act of liberation, committed soulfully to our roots and to cultural struggles and strategies. As you discharge negative energy consciously and set your intentions according to what your heart tells you, you move towards becoming a being of light,
fully whole and empowered and inwardly secure. And you draw to yourself the universe's greatest gift, human beings with open hearts. We are the healers with words as our medicine. We are voices spreading like HIV. We are advisors, diplomats, warriors, teachers, and translators. We are the tongue of the voiceless. We are the eyes piercing through the night. We are poets in search of cures, wanting to know how we can make this world a better and safer world for every little boy and every little girl, wanting to build and rebuild and remake civilization into nations in our image and visions, to get beyond the lore and illusions, fermenting the mass confusion, letting you know that we are a mighty living entity that will stroke you with our breath and outblast the vibes of crowded rooms and the undertones of crowded memories, to dwell in active places infested with all sorts of faces, where the pavement speaks of blood, sweat, and tears, without doubt and without fears, as our spirits become the protesting feet of millions, marching on forward to end the genocide, with oral tones that create prisms, a universal sound that vibrates civil liberties, clothing pride, and exact diversities of raw realities even Walt Whitman will be afraid to fuck with. As you discharge negative energy consciously and set your intentions according to what your heart tells you, you move towards becoming a being of light, fully whole and empowered and inwardly secure, and you draw to yourself the universe's greatest gift, human beings with open hearts.
Yeah, that beat is crazy.
Oh man, you made that beat come to life. Like the way you was expressing, the way you express yourself, just be making me hear different things in my head, and it just that's how I be making the beats. Like I, whatever y'all send me, y'all stuff, the vibe and the energy that y'all deliver, I try to capture that in my head, and then the sounds just come together, and that's how that track came about. That's actually how everybody's track came about.
That sounds so good. He said, I just see it in my head. I love it. Oh, I just love this whole creativity thing right now. I'm bursting. All I know is that piece was dope. The chat room is loving it. They said it's powerfully profound. They love your flow on this. They like the comments that you made in there. They said it was the truth. They loved it. It was hot.
Wow,
yes, the chat is
that.
Behind you 100%. Yes.
Oh, man, appreciate that. Appreciate it. That's inspiring.
Someone said it was hot sauce. Direct
hot sauce. I'm about to use that one, hot sauce, okay?
Hot sauce. Yeah, right. Shout out to Refuge. Yeah. It was dope. We definitely enjoyed that. Please let us know how we can get in contact with you, how we can get some more of that, and please do not be afraid to call back every Tuesday and Friday and share that love with us.
I would definitely do that. You can actually reach me, or I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on Facebook, MySpace, Tunde, TUNDEOLU, as well as on Twitter. I actually have a CD, a 16-track CD coming, dropping on the 17th of April. It's a combination of spoken word and monologues, doing a little theatrical thing. That'll be dropping on the 17th, and I'll definitely keep you guys updated with that. I actually have some of the sample tracks you can find now on Reverb Nation under the same name, Tunde Olu. It's about 8 tracks on there from the actual CD. You guys can check that out.
I would like to let you and all of the poets listening, if you would like for us to play your track on the original Poetry at the Start, please send your track to poetryatthestart@gmail.com. We will not hesitate to play that track. If you send us some stuff
sure.
on the album, I really want to hear it because I'm a fan. Already.
Okay.
I can't wait to archive the show. We appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate what y'all doing, and I appreciate that y'all have love and passion for the art, as we all do, you know, and it's up to us to actually keep it going because nobody else is going to do it, and I think by doing that, we create a legacy that, you know, we can pass on to our children, to the next generation. So my hat's off to you, young ladies. My brother, I appreciate. I look forward to working with you again. Much love to y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely be back on the show.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Yep. Have a wonderful night.
All right, you be safe, bro.
That's what's up, y'all. Bumani the Poet, featuring other poets like himself. Also hot and dope when Poets Unite Volume 1. I make sure y'all cop that. I'm excited about getting my copy. Oh, wait, I have one. Ha ha, you're jealous. It's okay. Get your own.
Oh, goodness. Shani, you a mess. We're going to take a break. When we come back, because I don't have any other calls, I don't think, but if you are on the line and you're part of us when the calls unite, by your line, don't hesitate. Press 1, introduce your track, and we'll definitely play it. But, Marnie, if you have any other tracks that you would like me to play off the CD, let me know in the chat.
You can play whatever you want. It don't matter.
Oh, that's okay. And I'm Poet. You trying to get on the mic? Fit 1, 2 pieces. Give us a call, 347-826-9842. What was you going to say, Marnie?
No, I was just going to say, you can play whatever you want off of there. It's officially released. It's out.
What I think he wanted
no,
to say,
right.
What I think he wanted to say was, I want to get on the mic, boss. That's what I think he, I think that's what he was trying to say. Loosely translated.
I hope so.
No, I ain't even bring my mic with me.
What?
Uh-oh. Violation.
Where is the poet
okay,
at? Where are the poet
at? We still have another track of Amani. Yeah, we have another track. Well, we're going to take a small break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to introduce my track that's going to be on the CD, and y'all going to hear that, and we're going to rock.
Flicker, time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl. Flicker, time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet her other way. Out of patience, love it you get, that will be sufficient, her other way. Till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Only to touch her, me no want not no more, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. Before she reach, I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room before she reach. Smell the perfume. I could not wait to get her in a feel like a surgeon. Be fear the surgery. But I would be little girl and charge me to perjury. Action with the injection. Worky, worky. Girl, according to plan, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. No, me ready.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, so rock 'em up and check 'em. You know, so you can't play a tune till you hear. Hey, what my youth? You this?
I know this little girl. Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know.
Pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can't hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can't hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty. Your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just have to flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Good now.
Have a cozy kind of wishy jokes and wishy jam. To know about Luke, Jack, and every money man.
Sure.
Make love with a coolie Chinese, white man, and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl that Mr. Flyer go pop on. Now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder
she wrote. Murder she wrote. No, no, no. Murder she wrote.
Watch her now stand still. You're not paying me like Bill. If you test the ragamuffin, girl, you're going to get killed. You keep it. Cause you are creme, creme. And the living for me talk, it's me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shut out. And when you hear the ragamuffin, you feel jump and shout, don't touch me gate. You're not paying me water with the concrete. It's great, mate, you're under it. From it, you pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can't hold chaka. From it, you pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can't hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you're just a act too. Flirty, flirty, you run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? This is DJ DZD on the ones and twos. And when I'm sitting back chillaxing on a Tuesday or a Friday, I get on my computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. The Angelic Poetess is me. And I sit back and listen to the soothing sounds of good old school and a little bit of new school R&B that sets the mood just right for all the dynamic fantastic, and out of sight poetry that sounds the mind, body, and soul on the late night tip from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's where you'll find me. So tune in. Her show is definitely a show you don't want to miss. You dig? Let's go. When I'm feeling sitting back and I'm sipping on my ass while it's the Angelic Poetess. And with a fortune, what I need, satisfaction guaranteed, while it's the Angelic Poetess. But she's a queen of poetry, blog talk radio where she be, and her name is Angelic Poetess. Tuesday, Friday's where it's at, and she's on the late night track, and her name is
Angelic Poetess. The Angelic Poetess. The Angelic Poetess. The Angelic Poetess. The Angelic Poetess,
the Angelic Poetess, the Angelic Poetess. All right, we're back. The Richmond Poet Chapter Dark on Poets Unite. Thanking all the poets that did come through tonight and share a piece of your side of what you played a part in making up this CD, along with Amari the Poet. Thanks to all of y'all. It was me totally overwhelmed that I was even chosen to be on the CD with you guys. And it's an honor, and I'm humbled that you chose me. And it was definitely phenomenal working with you. You captured what I wanted in the piece. And I would recommend him to any poet out there that's trying to get their thing out. Definitely check out Romani. And kind of piggybacking off of what the lady said earlier, I believe Nikki, he has the ability to bring out your work. He's not going to just throw you a beat. He's going to listen to you, and he's going to make that beat off of what you're trying to convey in your message. Much love to you.
And that's a real artist. That is real art. When you just tell somebody, you just give them something, and they marry it, like I said, and they really take time to get to be a part of that piece. That's what happens. They listen to it, and close your eyes, and you just see whatever you see. Now, I don't see music in beats because I'm not, a producer or creator of music, but what I see, is colors and pictures and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel them. That's beautiful. I love it. I love that that's the way he sees things. I love it. It's a beautiful mind.
Oh, thanks.
We're making him blush again. Aw. So tell me, boss lady, tell me the story behind this piece.
Back to Inclination is basically an area in my life where, you meet people. I can't speak very well, but I try to help the person, build a relationship, a friendship, and that person is just no good for you. They're like a bad apple, and you need to get that person out of your vicinity. Well, they're going to stop your shine. They're going to put that dark cloud over you, and it's not good. So it's basically to feed them with a long wooden spoon and get them out your circle. So that's basically what that piece is about.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right, boss lady. I don't see this thing.
And I have a question before I play the piece. I have a question for Romani.
Okay.
What?
Why did you choose that piece?
It's real talk, though. You're talking real shit in that piece, though. It's like, seriously. And it's like, it ain't nothing like. Like, I can tell when you write, like, you put a lot of yourself into it in situations to explain them even clearly. Like, some people just write pieces for people, like, to earn their respect and stuff like that, and you can tell the difference in the pieces. Well, I think I can. And that one felt, you came from your heart with it. So, it drove me with that type of music with the guitars and stuff.
It was phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. Without further ado, y'all, When poets unite, volume one, this is Toxic Inflammation, the Angelic Poet.
I've been poisoned by you. The foul intense ore of your core begins to sicken me. What in the hell happened to you? I missed something, evidently. Your pride and greed, your soul so empty, all bundled up and kept away. What's wrong with me? My actions weighing impetuous, your devious disguise to compliment. Toxic inclination, the art of enjoyment, so here I am, off into the abyss of your deployment, out on seas designated to arrive in your rhapsody, my body restrained until your sexual lust, my soul screaming out in disgust, my flesh claimed happiness, how did you get the best? Physical complexities bind in high degrees, even after countless encounters of the truth. I indulged further until the memory started haunting me. The reality handed down my epiphany. Toxic inclination, your toxic waste burned this thin line between love and hate. You damaged my integrity, so I have to decline the invitation into your bed, into your sheets. You are the disease that infected me, some red thing temporarily. The antidote was administered, see, I was shaken. Yeah, I was shaken, but never stirred. Translation, you absurd to ever think I'm what you deserve. And as strong as my words, I gotta leave your ass. I got to leave you, 'cause your toxic inclination.
Right, the original four chapter five and four unite volume one.
I'm just doing all through the piece. I didn't know I was unmuted. I hope. Oh my goodness! You say yeah, I was shaking, but not stirred. Ever think y'all what you deserve? That's what I'm talking about. If I was getting good, right. I love me some Busway. Yeah, I love that piece. I can see what you were saying, Boo Molly. You're right. She put a draw over now.
Not the draws.
The draws. I got the draws off. She put them in there.
Y'all.
That was real dope. I want to know more about that piece. Where were you coming from, Bob?
Good question.
Me? I mean, that's me. That's how I write. That's all how I can do it now. I do have pieces where I'm writing off a situation that I've seen or I've witnessed someone else go through, but for the most part, when you read me, it's coming from me.
Indeed. I think a lot of people can relate to that toxic inclination. I was a dope piece, and I definitely think it was a perfect perfect combination between your words and him listening and coming up with that beat. It started off hot, like as soon as it come on, you're interested. I am. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah.
As soon as it comes on, I'm interested in what's going to happen next. And that's what you want. When you out here and you're trying to get your track, you want people to be interested. If you're only going to use an instrumental, that's fine, because we already focusing on your words. But if you want music with your words, make sure you get people like Bumani, who's a fire producer, to do your tracks. Because he's going to get himself involved with it. He's not going to, like she said, give you anything that they had on reserve, that they didn't use for the last person. They figure, hey, this will go good with your stuff. No, he's going to listen to it and really get into that piece. And I definitely think he did that. Not only that, but he's going to make it interesting to listen to, because I was interested at break, as soon as it started. So that's definitely not.
Yeah,
plus, anything I do is from scratch anyway. So you ain't going to get nobody else on your track from me. Anything I build directly from the scratch from your voice. So you're not going to get nobody else beat.
Damn, he was sincere with that. He's like, anything I do, scratch beat.
What? I love it. And that's how it's supposed to be. You got to know quality. And it's definitely, you can hear the quality in his work. I'm pleased.
Indeed. Dope piece. That was beautiful, guys. Thanks for y'all checking in. Abumani, the chat room, and everybody else would like to know, how can they cop the album tonight, right now, as we speak?
I'm about to post it on SoundCloud, so it'll be on my page, and then it'll be on that page, and then it'll be on China page, and then Facebook. Y'all can go viral with it.
That's spread right. Poetry. Stay true, y'all.
The world needs it.
Check it out. Y'all got to be connected. You want to be a part of this. Candace, you know you already connected. She'll have it up. She's the best. As soon as it's up, she's going to spread the word. As long as y'all know Candace, y'all know what's happening.
Indeed. All right, so, yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, the CD is crazy. I'll be definitely waiting to get that. You can find it also on the Original Porch After Dark fan page once you post it on my wall, China wall. We'll make sure it gets there, so you can just check that out on the Original Porch After Dark fan page. If not, check the Wanting the Poet, also on Facebook. Get them on your friend list and just wait for him to post it up. And you too can get it. Sounds good. I am going to go ahead and give y'all some more clippings of the CD. I'm not going to play the entire track, but I will clip it out so y'all can get a taste of what's on there. If there's any other poets on the line that is a part of the CD and you have something to say, don't hesitate. You need to press one so you can go ahead and get in queue and we can pull you in. It's officially open, so call in if you're trying to get on the mic, 347-826-9842. When we come back from the clippings of the song, of these pieces, we're going to bring in 214. You are next up. The first piece is Killing Season, the Writer's Poet, also. Another track off, and Poets Unite, Volume 1.
Give me 100 reasons why American being destroying season. I to a nickel, this land seems so fickle. Sorry, Obama, for Bush dig you a hole 3 years ago. That is so hard to get our ass together. Republicans raging a political war. Let's bomb their asses to see if they like that shit. Silent killer, no nomination. Their comments fading into oblivion. Completed and dictated to an office of a hired gun. Healthcare for the long run. Some of us won't make it to see retirement. More income, higher tax dollars, or tax break. Let's see what turns out on November 8th. The biggest race is watching those fat cats take the cake. Walking at a slow pace. Tea Party, GOP, there's nothing new. We are the people, but we were never made equal.
Never made equal.
But separated by the fact of a history that was never intact. We can't go back in time and revisit modern history. Eye for eye, those current events are at a repeat. Now, which side do you choose? In the end, we all lose.
We all lose.
Only 16, wearing blue jelly beans. The baddest young thing I've seen in a pair of tight jeans. She had the body and beauty of a grown Nubian queen. The kind of image you will find in Essence magazine. Lips so sweet and free, like a nectarine. Shining like they were covering a whole lot of Vaseline. When she stepped out on the scene, she was like nicotine. Got cacks all keyed up like caffeine, with a pocket full of dreams, like a pack of wolves sniffing out their prey. She can make the average man mouth water for her any day. You see, she's been used and abused and left to drown in her own blues. That's why she felt like she had nothing to lose. So she stepped into the bar with a fake ID, looking for some ways to make some quick money from any man who would agree to pay her fee and allow her to become their one-night fantasy.
honesty is in your best interest. You don't believe me, go ahead and try it. But when the truth is given, you see, no one wants to accept it. We crave the attention, but those less forgiving see the need to compete with those who lie for a living. They hide behind their falsehoods, they bury their faces in the dirt, like a scared little child hiding behind their mother's skirt. Truth be told, no one is always honest, but honestly speaking, would you ever doubt this? You can't expect others to speak the truth when we ourselves lie. The answer we lie and cannot deny is the words, I'm fine. When deep inside our mind, we are not fine, we are not alright, we're slowly crying inside, looking for that comforting shoulder to rest our heads on. We need to let the honest words come through our mouths, use the power of our intelligence to fight the inclinations to lie, keeping close in mind that every time we lie, we cut down the truth that lies in our hearts. Can we be honest and expose ourselves to the truth, not worried about being afraid of what's to come on the other side of our lives? Or
decades, she has disfigured our soul by dishonoring her body. From walking the streets of every inner city, spending time in dark alleys, locked behind doors of private rooms, sitting by the phone. Sitting by the phone, waiting on a call, just fighting on the phone. While I bring the money back, so then she calls her daddy. Now, instead of forgetting him, she has found ways to pimp herself for free. Standing on the corner of www.facebook.tag.backme.myspace.comegetme.com/boulevard. But she spreads herself as the centerfold, like the latest issue of Playboy magazine, showing every curve, cheek, and G spot for the whole world to see. Tweaking all of her assets, but in parentheses types, my pictures does not mean that I'm a hoe, so come correct. Or perhaps Google her, where she streams herself live on YouTube television, shaking what her mama gave her, trying to become every man's fantasy, while being mentally raped and molested, taking away everything from her worth and adding not one thing to it, yet desiring to be captured in her arms of love. The world has sucked her into believing that in order to be loved, she has to be a certain shape, size, and possess a particular look. So she hides her true beauty behind mascara, push-up bras, skin-tight jeans, and short skirts. I'm left wondering why men praise her body and not her soul, going after her flesh and not her spirit, as if mama didn't nurture her into a womanhood, and daddy walked out without instilling dignity and self-respect. Torn between the absence of love from a mother and comforting of a father, she walked upon earth in mean garments, but underneath, steady rejecting herself. I wonder, does she knows her worth? It's more precious than money, cars, lavish trips, and a 14-carat diamond ring attached to a life of pain, abuse, and endless heartache. More valuable than a tool used for marketing, advertisement, and self-degrading promotions. More nurturing than a one-night stand with a man that never took the time out to understand her worth. More loving than a mark of bruises she hides and cover up with lies, and hope that things will get better. Purer than unanswered questions are why she found lipstick, why she found numbers in his pocket, lipstick on his shirt, and how come she comes home late for work. More sacred than the exposure of her false fears and a misguided lifestyle. Now she sits around a pool of unstable, mentally drained, and bitter loving tears. As they express themselves amongst 100-proof bottle of all men are dogs, and I think I'm going to start doing myself cognac. I wonder if she knows her worth. See, her worth is the fertile soil that the roots of life emerge from. And without her, life itself would die. I don't know if she even figured it out yet, but God made her the blueprint of life. As he commanded every man to love her like Christ loved the church. Since man and woman has broken the covenant between God and church, generations of seedless fruit has been placed on hold, as she has yet to understand her worth. Lies from within her, not the curve of her body, nor the juice of her lips. It's sweeter than honey, and softer than feathers, the mothers of nature. That's what I have so far.
Oh, man. You know, you dug it. Okay. Tell the people how they can find you. That pen right there is worth chasing.
You can catch me on Facebook at Refuge. Facebook / Refuge. And hopefully by this summer, I have everything up and running and see y'all my books and stuff. So y'all get copies, like I told you before.
Nice. Looking forward to it. Appreciate you calling in and blessing the mic.
Appreciate y'all having me.
All right. You know, my cheese taking care of business in the background. I just noticed he had another call to step into the chat. So, yeah, give us a call, introduce your track, and let us know what's up so we can hear from you. Appreciate you stopping by. 347-826-9842 is the number to have. We're trying to get on the mic. And we'll be closing out soon, so you don't want to miss your chance. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have some announcements for y'all.
Well, in come the thing them call a broken heart. This blessed love will never part. They don't know it from the start. Me tell them, say, I'm dirty, yeah. Sean, Paul, and Sasha, come sing for them, baby.
So you make me holler, so you make me sad. I can't get your tenderness. Still, I can't get you off my mind. What is it about you, baby?
I dirty, dirty, dirty love. Stay at that's the dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
So, girl, they try to understand that the man is just a man. That's the dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
That's the loving from the start, but to know we're at the part. That's the way I give my love. Girl, well I never had for promise and I'm bling bling for all the girl. But I just love it when me bling bling control a girl. And I make your head swirl, and I make your body twirl. And I make you wanna be my one and only baby girl. Night after night, make you feel up to keep you warm. Girl, you never get this kind of loving from your bond. I know you want your cat, and me just can't perform.
I love you, baby.
Right. I show you get a little loving on my God.
You don't know how to love me.
No time for no kissing and
not even how to kiss me.
I do my take a little heart right side.
I don't know why.
Baby girl.
I love you, baby.
I don't see nothing, love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
Well, I'm a hustler and a player, and you know I'm not to stay. That's the nothing, nothing, love. The man has to dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
The blessed loving from the start, but to know we're at the part. That's the way I give my love.
I'm still in love, yes, I'm still in love.
Yo, what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, girl. Hey, I do my give and dog love and so bye, bye, bye. But turn around to ask the question, why? When me leave in me city, girl, I cry. And it hurts my heart to tell a lie. So don't cry no more, baby girl, for sure. Just remember the good times.
the gone.
Don't know how to love me.
I know time for no kiss up, no time.
Not even how to kiss me.
I do my take your little heart right down.
I don't know why.
Hey, baby girl.
I love you, baby.
I don't see nothing, nothing love.
Original Poetry After Dark, Poetry Night, Volume 1, to all that tuned in. Appreciate y'all stopping by. All those that called in and introduced their tracks, go here for y'all. I know that's right. Stand up for your work. That's how you do it. I know Shauna got some announcements. And also, the birthdays, the Pisces, it's in the building. Fast. Happy birthday again. Also, shout out to Josh. What's up, love? Happy birthday. I know you're getting
to
something serious.
She's probably too lifted to call in, you know. Can't do that.
Oh, I understand.
Can't work the phone. Yo, no doubt. Shout out to Phoetic Flow in the chat room out there in Cincinnati. She'll be in the chat tomorrow, so I get to hang out with her. She'll be in the building. Hopefully, we'll all get to be independent. Shout out to Jamie and Calligraphy Pins. They in the chat right now. I just got a message. FA in Chicago. And they'll be at the Kings and Queens of Spoken Word Poetry Concert hosted by your man, Paul Black Ice. The Kings and Queens Spoken Word Poetry Concert is going to be explosive at the Ice Theater, 210 West 87th Street, which is on the south side. Jamie Bond from Dirt Jurors, she'll be there. And hopefully I get to make it out. I don't see why I wouldn't be there, but it's always some force against me that keeps me from making it out to these things. But I went out on Tuesday. Shout out to Mo Jones. That's my fam. Marco, Vernon, and Sierra. And hopefully I'll get to make it to this event tomorrow night because I got to meet Jamie. I have to meet Jamie. I have to have this experience. So much love to that. Make sure you're here on Tuesday. Our artist showcase, if you would like for us to play any of your tracks on the show that night, make sure you email us at poetryafterdark@gmail.com. So artist showcase, we'll be playing some tracks, and of course the mic will be open, so make sure you dial 347-826-9842 and get on my mic. On the 23rd, we got our old school battle. It's to be announced. Boss Lady will let us know, and on Tuesday I'll let y'all know. You know how we get it in. It's R&B, it's slow, and the mic is open. We do our thing, so make sure y'all be a part of that. Going back to my other announcement, make sure that you are here on March the 30th for our very own Boss Lady Jack D'Angelo Poetess album release / birthday bash. It's her birthday. Y'all know how we did it last year. It was crazy. Everybody called in, did their thing. So we're hoping that we had that same thing happen this year. Definitely be there for the album so you can get a part of that. We have some tracks produced by who you heard tonight, Bumani himself, marrying those pieces and really getting it in. So you definitely want to hear that. Also, Tammy produced some tracks. Just Jody produced some tracks, so you guys want to be there so you can be a part of that for the release party of Diamonds and Pearls, Poetic Jewels, and Anthology of a Poetess. It's available for download March 30th, so you guys make sure you do that. If you want to cop that album, this is the place to find out where to do it. We'll be posting up the event so you can RSVP and make sure that you're there that night. And me and the Boss Lady, surprise, we will be together that night. So we might be on the same phone. I don't know. You know, we don't know how we're going to do things. We might be on the same mic. One mic, two girls, ladies, a late night. It's just going to be us doing our thing. And on Saturday, we will be hosting a birthday bash for the Aries out there in Hagerstown. I got it right. Hagerstown, Maryland. We'll be out there. So on Friday, we'll be at Beemore. And on Saturday, we'll be at Hagerstown, Maryland at the George Boyd Cafe. That's 325 Virginia Avenue. Make sure y'all are there. We're featuring Slexton Hughes, Archie the Messenger, and the Lyrical Lyricist. You know them guys from I think it's like No Stage, the No Stage Tour. So that's them. I'll post a link up so you guys can see what they do. I mean, they dope, super dope, and I'm so glad that I get to meet them. I'll be hosting the show. Also, Arthur Adrian Ox Mendez, of one of the hottest books out, you guys need to check that out. I'll post that link up as well. He'll be hosting the show as well with myself. We'll be celebrating my girl Firefly Martinez, who is the host of Spit Your Piece Saturday out there in Hagerstown. We'll be celebrating her birthday and the boss birthday and a few other people. It's an Aries bash. They're getting it in. Aries of fire. I'm excited. I can't wait to hang out with them. I really am. Shout out to Takesha. That's my baby. She put me in back into the poetry. She put me back where my heart is. And if it wasn't for her and Dap, I don't know what would be going on with myself. So, yeah, I definitely have to spend this time with them, and I'm so excited. So make sure y'all are after that.
I'm sitting here. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend. If you can't be there, sorry for you, but at least tune into the show. It's going to be live. We're going to be doing our thing. Moscato on deck. You know how we do. It's just going to be a pumping weekend. So, yeah.
I think Moscato.
You can be in the building. Get your butt out Hagerstown. Get out B-more because it's going down. The original ladies
are
the Porch After Dark together in one spot. It's going to be straight fire.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay. So we have another poet just called in off the CD. My poet produced on Poets Unite, Volume 1. So I'm going to bring him on the line. I'm looking forward to poet calling in. So appreciate you calling in. 912, introduce yourself.
Yes, this is the writer's poet. I just got off from work, so I try hard, very hard to catch the show. So I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, that's what's up. I love it when the people are excited. Well, I'm happy you made it. Hope your day at work was good. If not, well, we're here to make you feel better.
It's been long. It's been really, really long today, but it's been pretty eventful, but it was a good cause, though.
I know that's right. Let me see if we got Bomani still on the line. Is Bomani still here?
I think. I ain't sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. That means you're going to have to turn the TV back down and get back to
no,
business.
No, no. I was in the chat room. I was chatting you the whole time saying, yo, Dad, am I still on the phone or what?
You know, we're
always...
I think
you were sitting China up. It wasn't me. It was China.
Oh,
really? Because I'm not even in chat, so I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you're still showing that in chat, so maybe the message didn't get through. That's okay. You're on the phones now. We have the writer's poet.
Hey, what's going on now, Mark?
What's going on, Bonami? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in there, man.
I logged in on my phone on my way home, so I did cut some of the show, and I'm very, very pleased and amazed of all the talent that's on this album, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, y'all put it
so
down.
How did
y'all
you
definitely
guys
put
it
down. Oh, man. You know, what was that? Facebook, like a couple months ago? Like last year?
Actually, yeah, like probably about like 4 or 5 months ago we linked up, and we've just been in contact ever since, you know, so I'm a fan of yours, just like you are mine. I like working with everybody, so, you know, I'm always going to lend a hand no matter what, whatever the cause is, I'm there.
Now it's probably plenty of poets out there that knew about this Volume 1 way before he knew 4 months ago. And now I know you're kicking yourself like, I should have took him seriously. But oh well. Tell us more about this track we're about to play.
Well, Killing Season Part 1 pretty much is a political track. You know, I'm always on this political stream, so... And... just sitting back, you know, during this time of election, everybody's just attacking Obama all kind of ways, you know, it's just like thinking that he could fix everything, which the problem was already there from 8 years ago, and it's hard to fix a problem in 4 years when you know it's going to take more than 8 to 12 years to get it fixed. So, therefore, I just, that's why I titled it Killing Season, because every political force from Democrats, Tea Party, GOP, they all trying to, like, kill a dream, you know, and sort of try to help the Americans when the problem's right in front of their face. And actually, I have another track called Killing Season Part 2, which will be on my second album over the summer, which deal with, you know, more society figures, you know, about us and everything in the mainstream.
Okay.
Okay. There you have it, people. We're going to play this track. The light is full of the children, people. Here we go.
Give me 100 reasons why American beans are short in season. I to a nickel, this land seems so fickle. Sorry, Obama, for Bush digging you a hole 3 years ago. That is so hard to get our ass together. Republicans raging a political war. Let's bomb their asses and see if they like that shit. Silent killer, no nomination. Their comments fading into oblivion. Completed and dictated to an office of a hired gun. Healthcare for the long run. Some of us won't make it to see retirement. More income, higher tax dollars, or tax break. Let's see what turns out on November 8th. The biggest race is watching those fat cats take the cake. Walking at a slow pace. Tea Party, GOP, there's nothing new. We are the people, but we were never made equal.
Never made equal,
but separated by the fact of a history that was never intact. We can't go back in time and revisit modern history. Eye for eye, those current events are at a repeat. Now, which side do you choose? In the end, we all lose.
We all lose.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm still, right now, I'm still working.
Oh, poor baby, he tired. He's been a long day.
Yeah,
it's all right. We enjoyed
that. Man, work
hard. Yeah, you know.
Well,
y'all
thank you. I appreciate
it. Cop the album just because he took time to spit that beat. Cop the album. Because he can. Because he. Yeah. Well, also tell the people how they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Reverb Nation/ The Writer's Poet. You can find me on Facebook/ The Writer's Poet. Also, you can check out a couple of tracks from my second album on my fan page on Facebook and on Reverb Nation.
Okay. There it is. All right. That's what's up. Also, if you can, and you're in the chat room, go ahead and post the link out because I'm having trouble finding you on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, Shana.
Who echoing?
It was not me because you know the rules around here, so it ain't us. So, Bumani, real quick, let the people know again how they can contact you if they want to contact
you
for production. Or if they want to get this album.
No, the album be, the more it'll be on DatPiff, it'll be on SoundCloud at Bumani the Poet, Bumani the Poet on Facebook, the artist page, Bumani the Street Poet on Facebook. You can catch me on Reverb Nation at Bumani the Poet. And MySpace, Bumani the Poet 2, and Bumani the Poet.
So when do you think it's going to be a volume 2?
I don't know. I guess probably like around the summer, coming into the summer, because I got like a different set of series that like I do. Volume one is just the poets do whatever the poets feel like, and then the next volume is like sex, love, and erotic nights. So it'll be the next ones is collaborations, like that's going to be a topic. The other ones will be topics, and then that'll get the poets more creativity to, you know, write something about certain topics just to go with the mood of the album.
Mm-hmm. That sounds real good. I'm excited about that. Well, you know where to come. We appreciate you for sharing this on the Original Poetry After Dark. Anytime, baby.
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all show me love. Plus, y'all love poetry, so that's the first connection.
Don't we, Dad? We love poetry, don't we?
we coming together for poetry and dreams.
Got to.
Indeed.
Yeah. And no other way to do that. All right. Yes. I'm just going to add just a tad bit to it. Again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on the CD with these phenomenal poets. And keep doing what you're doing, buddy. I'm supporting you.
I'm trying to keep doing it.
That's what's up. So, at this time, we are about to officially close the show. Right, Ty? Are you getting quiet? Oh, she sure did. Okay. Again, all the poets that came through, shout out to everyone that participated in that CD and the making of that CD. Make sure y'all check the money out and be in tune of what's going on and so you can cop that CD. Again, we'll be on air Tuesday, China doing her thing, and on Friday, Artist Showcase, and also on the 30th, the official Cop That Friday CD release party and birthday for my CD just dropping. So excited, very excited. It's been a long time coming. And I'm ready to have it out for y'all. Hope y'all enjoy that. Diamonds and Pearls and Doctor of the Poets. Yeah. Now, I do see a Skype call, so I'm going to go pick you up and see if you have something to say before we call it close out tonight. 111. Who is this? 111.
Skyper.
I tried. So you can't say I tried. 513.
Yeah, this is Romeo DiNatti.
I
just wanted to say I enjoyed the show. Omani, he's a fantastic producer. And, you know, that's a great thing he's got going on.
I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Well,
what you been up to, poet?
Man, just ready to get those singles out. That's all. Just trying to perfect my craft and just make connections outside my city.
Yeah, I know that's right. That's the key.
Connections. Yeah. I'm learning. But y'all
stay
blessed.
You come back again. You've done it.
You already know what happens over here. I just get dropped off, and I was just talking. I'm like, hello? And then I realized I was talking to no one.
I want to say shout out to that rider track y'all played, too, for a moment. That was hot.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
All right.
China or that one, can I request a track?
Okay.
Who's next? Nikki Comfort Joe.
Okay. Well, we gonna go ahead and play that. Roman, you have your sound 2 1 second before we go on to that track.
Hey, let's play that track. I'm ready.
No, that's right. Who's next? Nikki Comfort.
No matter what they say, nothing brings me down. But I know it's too late.
You try to enter my circle. You think it's sweet and I'm murky. I am the master of the remote control. I switch the channel and black out your whole fucking venue. Do you really want to come and test us? Coming as the next cat who could really just give a shit? We nice to this. Voice alone make you want to come and get a lick. Gay or straight, I got you. Nose wide open and it's yet to get physical. I'm the vanguard. Shit, I'm the head nigga in charge of expressing to me. Fact that you hating might mean that you need a change in your own fucking personality. Can't replicate or recreate the one that broke the mold. Who's next ain't just the label, it's in my blood and in my soul. Keep playing, God gon' come and get you for trying to do his work. Master plan been laid out, back up, audible, recorded. This ain't the Carter. Illusions of infiltration ain't gon' do nothing. We unite like the Thundercats if you dare to come for war. 4 score and 30 years ago, it'll be 3 minutes of Swiss jazz and heaters busting. Get your ass kicked, regroup with your posse, your friends, and your cousins. I'll meet you in the middle of the street at this poetic expertise from the top piece with ease. Say it again, bitch, please. Who's next? Taking misery to another level, breaking ankles, snatching hearts, drowning out your voice box, cause when the CD stops, the beat keeps going, cause this shit is just so hot. Who's next? We doing category 5. Leaving you like the government, plain unprepared, trying to play it off like you caught off guard and surprised. You come from my neck? Expect some gladiator shit. Ask Cream, he was my roommate in the belly of the beast. It's getting real deep, getting beat like gangster rappers. I must have forgot like some of y'all did. This ain't the rap industry. Cool comedy collection. We trying to do our own thing. This shit here we got, it was supposed to be poetry. Who's next?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, she be going crazy too.
She's
another angry female poet like y'all too.
We need to write together then, so yeah, so definitely get up with me on Facebook, Angela Cortez. They put me on the friend list and we definitely get to write when she's up with it.
Yeah, she definitely gets in there. She gets in there.
Indeed. Well, we appreciate all the poetry tonight. Every track played tonight was phenomenal. All the poetry called in. Great work, y'all. Keep it up. Keep pushing it, because we're going to definitely get what we need to be with this off on. And what Sunday say, y'all, we got the power to do it. It's all in our
hands. And I need y'all to be on the lookout for the Fish You Poetry After Dark CD. You want it with the best of y'all to come show love all the time. Make sure y'all submit to get on that CD, Poetry After Dark, Volume 1.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now you have me blushing over here. Y'all heard it from Vermont the Poet. Get on that. Original Poetry After Dark. I'm feeling that already. I got to get my pen working. I cannot hear you, Chief, if you're trying to speak, so you got to take yourself off me, huh? Okay. Well, she's having technical difficulties. We're going to wrap this up for the night. I do. We have one more call on it. 341-240. You're on the air. Thanks.
What's up?
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to do a little bit erotic / torture peach.
Oh, my gosh. No, you be coming with it. Okay. What you got?
This is called The Final Confrontation. As he awakened from his slumber, drained from the romantic evening of passion, much to his surprise, his body was strapped down to his bed. His hands were handcuffed and tied down. As he turned over, the woman laying beside him was unsure of who he was. A smirk came from her associates, and a smile appeared upon his face. So you wanted to play a game. Let's see how you like whips and chains. They collared him down, called him all kinds of names. Dirty dog, no good runt, and even our slave. Yelling, kicking, tossing was he. One by one they beat him, kicked him, and told him, shut up, till we tell you to speak. Since he wouldn't be quiet, they placed the ball in his mouth. Now scream for me, pet. You want to scream? Why are you so quiet now? The mistress watched with her pet in the closet, enjoying the pain inflicted on her tyrant. It felt so good seeing him have no control over his persecution, paying for the injustice of all who he had wronged, and knowing that he'll never see daylight again. Never again would he threaten or conquer anyone else. Growling, clawing, aching his pride, let me go, he wanted to say, while tears fell from his eyes. Now at the end, he realized what he displayed he's become. A wretched beast needing to be tamed. So they shaved his hair after pulling it numerous times, disciplining him with a riding prop, a bow whip, and even a paddle. Get on all fours, whip, shh. What did I tell you? Faster and faster. And hit him from the back, the front, his legs, his shoulders, and even his lower extremities. I bet you'll never mistreat a woman again. say that you are sorry, then beg and plead for mercy. They demanded him, but they took the ball out of his mouth. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Tears splattered from his eyes, falling to the bed. Who told you to lie down? Get up. A crackling sound. They laughed at his pain while thinking of more cruel and unusual ways to torture him. The mistress rises from the closet. Let's go, Pat. As they left from the scene quietly, the beast became a slave, and the scorned woman became a queen. And that's that piece.
It's a thin line between love and hate, yeah. Damn. Okay. All righty.
Thanks for the love.
Tell people how they can find you, though. Wow.
You can find me at Deep Dark and Dirty. Comes on every Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, it comes on every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to find more of my erotic poetry or love poetry or twisted poetry, you can check me out at my Tumblr, which is www.kiami.tumblr.com.
All right. Thank you. Oh, hold up. Before you go, if you're in the area, I don't know if you heard the announcement, but if you can get up Hagerstown, got a poetry show up there for Takesha at Firefly. So if you're in the area, you can come through.
Okay.
It's at Georgia Boy Cafe.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. Google Maps.
All right, Chief. It's been a phenomenal night. We're closing out, guys. Appreciate everyone that came through, all the poets, to introduce the tracks. Appreciate y'all. Somebody, the poet, much love. Check him out. Google him. Say us. The CD will be out on SoundCloud so you can get your sneak peek as well. Anything you want to add before we leave?
Yes. It's called Evening Flow. Well, I'll be confiding in this notebook. Our poetry is collecting the cover at the door. Like we don't even see each other anymore. Our eyes are getting heavier with each stack of dough, so I dedicated myself to putting on quite a show. I wrote her her clues and sonnets and put her name all in my flow, but she only glanced at me as if she had all but forgotten the day she laid and danced with me before she gave her love to me. She was only hugging me when all her insecurities were only bugging me. Is this how the above should be? She told me once I should just wait for her. Arrange some sort of cage for my pain until she was done chasing the fame, a clear indication of her perception of me being a lame, but I dismissed it while she went and handled her business while all the while asking God for forgiveness like he was never witnessed. And she told me that she missed it straight out of the twisted on some old metaphorical bliss shit. And I admit it. Yeah, well, I hit it because she and I are kismet. We bring life to each other. I am love. And she is the embodiment of what Malcolm brought to these streets or what Kanye did to them beats or what Erica made unique or what set off the flames for them niggas to voluntarily be murdered by police. Or write a hell of a speech, a renaissance and riot, just for a chance to speak. So I spoke to her in exotic melodies, beautiful manipulated tragedies. Others were ejaculating death. While I was feeding her life indefinitely. I mean, like the poet Love Personified said, I deserve this love. This is more than a crush. Ever since she told me 1 + 1 = us. What, about 10:45? I'ma start writing and start praying to heaven. Under the pleasure her love breathes, crying on bended knees that we can more than inadvertently exist in these romantic similes. Even if so.
Good night, sir.
Oh, my God, I'm going home.
Now see fun times. Oh, my one good luck every night. Right, so. Tell my girl. Abby. Step up.
She wants a lover, man.
Stop playing with my mind.
Oh, man, no, he not too afraid. She will want the wine.
You call me on the phone.
I know I want to talk him angel. Come down.
And now I want you home.
I tell you, Jackie, tell me now you not stone.
Spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.